Trains now leaving for Ronsdale, Gonsdale, Flips, Dale, Jam, City, Routes, Cross, Crisscross, Ratitude, Latitude, Batitude, Hattitude, Nogsley, Dogsley, Frogsley, Homestown, Bombstown, Your Town, My Town, Way Place, Say Place, Gay Place, Routney, Boutney, Fitney, Schnicksnaw, Crasscraw, Assabaw, Avalanche, Ponce, Pie, Farsville, Darsville, Harsville, Parsville, Crenley, Benley, Senhoff, and Crookney. Now leaving on track 12. Boop! Tickets, please. Poppity bump, poppity bump, boopity 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 boop, poppity bump, poppity bump, boopity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets set out here. Tickets, please. Peanuts, popcorn, get them on the red hot. Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets out here. Hoppity bump, hoppity bump, boopity 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 boop, hoppity bump, hoppity bump, boopity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Tickets.
Last call for the diner.
How we doing, Fred?
Right on time, Charlie.
Tickets, please. Let's have our tickets out here.
Hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boopity 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 boop, hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boopity 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 boop, hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boopity boopity boop.
Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets.
Last call to the diner. What's the matter over there, Charlie? I don't know, Fred. You look like you're stuck. I didn't pull the lid. There we go. What are you doing there, Charlie? I'm trying to do the best. Hey, get the stretcher, Fred. All right, I'm doing a lift all right. Help, help, what's got the ambulance coming now? 27 dead and 14 injured.
Wow, 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 wow.
All aboard the Brownie Limited. This train leaves Fort Worth all cocked and primed and headed for all points south. Don't forget your packages, suitcases, umbrellas, and babies. Pour it on a boy, shovel in the coal. Stick your head out the window, watch the drivers roll. Go to bed, chillin', and hush your crying. Let's all take a ride on the Brownie Line. First call for breakfast. Wildcat served on toast and corn liquor served in a fruit jar. Pour it on a boy, keep her head in the air. Lower berth, $10, upper berth, $9. Boxcars, 4 bits, and flat cars, $10. All you hobos, flag this train.
Wah, 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 wah.
All aboard for Waco, Texas. This is the land of ground beans, speckled peas, goobers, and chitlins, 30 cents a yard. All aboard for the little town of Belton. Land of wildcats, tomcats, bull yearlings, bullfrogs, bull shooters, and bulldogs. Little more steam, shoveling the coal. All aboard for Austin, Texas, state capital. Land of good-looking women. Only one ugly one born in the last 50 years, and she is drowned in a bar pit 2 miles below town. Pour it on a boy, keep her head in the air. San Antonio, Texas, the town of the South. Land of sunshine where sun ever shines and love never dies. Where woodpeckers sing like canary birds and polecats smell like perfume, I thank you.
Train is standing on the shed and getting up the steam and waiting for orders. Everybody's loading up and waving their glad hands goodbye. He's ready to go. He calls in his flagman. Flagman said, go ahead. Everything was all right. He answered two whistles. Everybody hollered and train pulled out. Thank you. Come to Big Bend Tunnel and tell when it's going through the tunnel. Out through the tunnel on the other side, he hits a hard grade to fall. You can tell when he's going up the mountain. Out the top of the mountain, when it gets on top, it shuts off and coasts down the other side. Something gets on the road going down the mountain. Everybody made it safe.
The cards, but you missed the play, so hit the road and be on your way. Gonna board the Golden Rocket and leave this town. I was a good engine running on time, but baby, I'm switching to another line. So honey, never hang your signal out for me. I'm tired of running on the same old track, bought a one-way ticket and I won't be back. This Golden Rocket's gonna roll my blues away. Whistle blow, that's your cue, and but now you know that I got another true lover waiting in Tennessee. This midnight special's burning the rails, so woman, don't try to follow my trail. This Golden Rocket's gonna roll my blues away. Hear her thunder run through the night, this Golden Rocket is doing me right, and that sunny old Southland sure is a part of me. Now from your call, born to race my name, your fire went out, you done lost your flame, and this Golden Rocket is rolling my blues away. He seemed to know you'd done me wrong. I was feeling low, for he yelled aloud, "We're over that Dixon line." The brakeman started singing a song, said, "You're worried now, but it won't be long. This Golden Rocket is leaving your blues behind." Southern drawl, let's rise and shine, good morning you all. And I sprang to my feet to greet the newborn day. When I kissed my baby in the station door, that whistle blew like it never before. On the Golden Rocket that rolled my blues away.
Well, good morning and good afternoon and good evening and good day and good morning and good afternoon and good evening and on and on and on. How are you? What's going on? KBC here with you on a bit slap. And I'm kind of out of breath because I'm in between trains now. I'm kind of trying to get somewhere. I'm not sure where. Does anybody really know where they're going? And this is something I've been meaning to do for a long time. So here it is, the first in a couple of train pods. We started with something that, depending upon where I found it, is either called Up the Williams River Gorge or Horseshoe Curve. And It's from a Sound Effects record called Steamtown. And Horseshoe Curve, for those of you who don't know, is this monster U-turn in the railroad tracks out in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I don't know why a train needs to make a U-turn like that, but there you have it. And it just sounds really cool. It's one of the coolest things I ever heard. So we started with that, and then we went to Lord Buckley and the train. Milton Brown and his musical Brownies, the Brownie Special, the doubleheader train from Henry Whittier. And Frank Hutchinson after that, the C&O Excursion, followed by Hank Snow, a classic, the Golden Rocket. So stick with me. You can get your ticket over there if you want. And there was a time when I used to let my listeners call me up if I played a train song and they would get a free tape. But I can't do that anymore because, A, I'm fresh out of tapes. And, B, you don't know my number. I don't want you guys calling me up all the hours of the day and night. But you can email me, kbcradio@hotmail.com. So let me know if you like something or if you don't or if you just have anything to say. I'm here for you. So I got to get over to track 6 right now. I'll be back in a few minutes. The next stop. Bye.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. But that's another song and another story. But it was a train whistle much the same as that that caused some wearisome years for my mama and started a lifelong love affair with trains. Every time I hear the sound of a train coming down that railroad track, I get that faraway look in my eye. And I'd like to throw my hammer down and take off to some distant town and not even take the time to say goodbye. But I've got to think about my babies, about my job and my old lady, and how much she'd miss me if I was gone. And I love them more than anything, but I got this feeling about trains, and sometimes I wish I was on that train and gone. But that train keeps rolling down the track, bringing my old memories back, making hobo blood boil in my veins, reviving my old love affair with trains. The nights ain't never long enough, my wife keeps saying, you get up or you'll be late for work and miss your ride. I grab my dinner, bucket up, and jump on the back of Joe's pickup truck, and I wonder if I'll jump that train tonight. And it wasn't long ago that I was free to jump that train and drive, but I gave it up to be a family man. And I don't suppose I'll ever go, but when I hear that whistle blow, I think of my old love affair again. That train keeps coming down the track, bringing my old memories back, making the hobo blood boil in my veins, reviving my old love affair with trains. That train keeps coming down the track, bringing my old memories back, making the hobo blood boil in my veins, reviving my old love affair with trains.
About trains, I get a sad kind of feeling when I see a passenger train. In this fast-moving world that we live in, Nobody rides so much these days. Maybe I'm a little sentimental, 'cause I know that things have to change. But I'd still like to go for a train ride, 'cause I've got a thing about trains. Train, train, train. You're fading from the scene, but you've had your days of glory. Train, they say you're too slow for traveling, but I'm gonna miss you someday. When my little boy says, "Daddy, what was it like to ride a train?" I'll just say it was a good way to travel when things didn't move quite so fast. And I'm sorry, son, that you can't ride one. The trains are a thing of the past. Train, train, train. You're fading from the scene, and I'm train, train, train. I've got a thing about trains.
When I first started hoboing, I'd take no freight train to be my friend. Oh, love. Follow me, she followed me one morning, one morning. Down to the train, oh love. Oh, if I don't see you, see you tomorrow. My aim, oh no. Yes, you know, I was standing at the station when that big train turned around and beat. My baby was leaving on that train. I said, "I may not see him, God knows when." Then I had to holler. My baby's gone, my baby's gone. To never return no more. Oh, no. Oh, no, that sweet little woman never had. Stop getting.
Where was you when I train left town? Sat on a corner, hit a hang on the morning, the train turned my car around town. How'd the train blow and leave the depot with her?
Come down that track, I bid that gal adieu.
sunny Tennessee. Portland, Maine is just the same as sunny Tennessee. Any old place I hang my hat is home sweet home to me. Went to the depot and looked up on the board. Hello, Memphis. It says it's good times here, but it's better down the road. Oh, lady, 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 lady. I eat my breakfast here, get my dinner in New Orleans, drive on down to Birmingham. Get my breakfast, yeah. Get my dinner in New Orleans. I'm gonna get me a mama, Lord, I ain't never seen. Oh, lady, 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 lady. Where was you, mama, when the train left the shed? Hey, buddy. Where was you, mama, when the train left the shed? Standing in my front door, wishing to God I was dead. Oh, lady, 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 lady. If your house catch a fire, there ain't no water around. Sing them blues, boy. If your house catch a fire, there ain't no water around. Just put my trunk out the window, let the house burn on down. Ooh, lady, 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 lady. If that's your mama, you better tie her to your side. If that's your mama, you better tie her to your side. Hush your noise. Cause if she flags my train, I'm sure gonna let her ride. Ooh, lady, 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 lady.
Thank you. heard what I sung when I was riding the bumpers.
Sorry, my mic was on. A couple of weeks ago, I thought I had a cold, but I don't think I got a cold anymore. I think it's an allergy or else it's impending death, something like that. But whatever it is, I still got it. And if I also sound funny, it's because I also lost a tooth right in front of my face. Feels weird. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about my show here. We are dealing with train stuff. While we have a stop here at the canteen, we started with Merle Haggard, My Love Affair with Trains, followed by Johnny Cash, I've Got a Thing About Trains. Keep it to yourself, Johnny. Lightnin' Hopkins and the Freight Train, Frank Hutchinson, back again. That was the train that carried my girl from town. And then after that, we heard from Woody Guthrie, Cisco Houston, and Sonny Terry, and the Danville Girl. That's the Danville Girl. D-A. And the Brakeman's Blues from Jimmy Rogers and the Southern Number 111 from the Rowan County Ramblers. And Danville actually does have a special place in railroad lore here in New Jersey. That's the place where two monster lines cross, the Morrison-Essex line and the Boone line. They cross here in Danville, and we're so proud. But other than that, you know, there's really nothing special about Danville, so I'll drop the subject right now. Hope you're enjoying the ride. We're about to switch trains again. This time we're going to have those open ceiling cars so you can look at the sky, you know. I don't know why you want to look at the sky when there's stuff out the side windows that you want to see, but there you go. And also this one has a bar car, so let's get to it, all right? So I'll be back. And in the meantime, enjoy the ride. I'll see you.
Yes, sir. Bob right here on this train. First train going south.
Let the army coming down the railroad track. Let the army coming down the railroad track. It's a bringing my baby back. Thank you.
Gordon.
Me too.
Hey, Gordon.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of this train?
This is North Blossom Express.
That right.
Uh-huh.
Where you off to, boy?
I think I'll get off down about Jacksonville, Florida. Where you going?
My Florida, boy. My Florida.
My Florida.
See, you're going to Jacksonville. See if I get off of Miami down there at the seaboard line. Right at the end.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country, they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, the mills and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy had turned into the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, with many a fortune won and lost and many a debt to pay. On iron road running from the sea to the sea, bringing the goods to a young growing land, all up from the seaboards and into their hands. Look away, said they, across this mighty land, from the eastern shore the western strand, bring the workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Bring in the workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Of the day. Across the white prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away, we are the navvies who work upon the railway. Swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun. Living on stew and drinking bad whiskey. Mending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing. down track and building the bridges. Bending our backs, still the railroad is done. So over the mountains and over the plains, into the Muskegon, into the rain, up the St. Lawrence all the way to Gaspé, swinging our hammers and drawing up bay, driving them in and tying them down, away to the bunkhouse and into the town. A dollar a day and a place for my head, a drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. Oh, the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand. Oh, the world at our command. And all toil. For there was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, and many other dead men. Too silent to be real.
Long and black, it rides the rails of fear. It's heading for destruction now with a drunken engineer. Oh Lord, please stop that devil's train before it is too late, and teach them how to bow their heads before they seal their fate. Oh, listen to that whistle scream like echoes from the gloom. The throttle's wide, she's spouting steam. She's on her way to doom. Devil's train is long and black, it's beautiful to see. It offers you temptation, but it gives you misery. Oh Lord, please stop that devil's train before it is too late, and teach them how to bow their heads before they seal their fate. Oh, come and ride the glory train where happiness is free. It's on its way to heaven now to spend eternity. Oh Lord, please stop that devil's train before it is
too late and teach them how to bow their heads before they seal their fate.
Here's a story song of an old railroad legend that treads on the very edge of the supernatural.
On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mine post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below, I could hear her whistle blow, and I thought, Lord, that's a high and mournful sound. Then the telegraph again, there's a cave in at the mine, and 100 men are buried beneath the ground. Lord, she's coming now, I see, round the bend and straight at me, and her boiler's glowing red as coal in hell. The headlights switching wide, searching all the mountainside, but the only sound she's making is a wail. Then I recognize the train by the number and the name. It's the miner's silver ghost, 041. Then she vanished up the track by the lonely switchman's shack, like a mother who was looking for her son. Now I heard a story, how an engine went to glory over 50 years ago on this same line. It was steaming for a cave, and there were men who needed saving, but it missed the curve and trestle near the mine. And every now and then you'll hear a whistle on the wind if a mountain slides and many men are lost. It's a high and lonely wailing, searching up and down the mountain. It's the train they call the miner's silver ghost. The train they call the miner's silver ghost. The train they call the miner's silver ghost.
Born in Brooklyn, he went to school in Queens. Now he lives on Staten Island. He only wears blue jeans. He wanted to be a blacksmith, but no job could be found. So he took employment driving trains underground. He's a subway cowboy. Yippee-yay-yay. Sometimes he hitches up the D train. Other times the air, he goes faster than bullets. That's what they say. And he's driving them old locos over at the MTA. Now he pretends that rats are cattle as they scurry across the rails. He drives a little faster. He splits the little tails. He pretends the broken sewer pipes are really mountain streams, and the tunnel lights are the shooting stars in every cowboy's dream. Cause he's a
subway cowboy.
Yippee-yay-yay. He saddles up number 7 when he's headed out to shed. He goes
faster than bullets.
That's what they say. goes to the Lone Star. On to Roy Rogers for a bite. He dances up a storm in city limits with a different pretty cowgirl every night. Oh, he rides home on the Staten Island Ferry. He mourns for KHK. He fantasizes about working for the Amtrak folk one day. They got streamlined locomotives that cut right through the wind. They got bar cars and sleeping cars that would be great. But till then, he's a subway cowboy. Yippee-yi-yoy-vee. One night, he'll sink that D train right into Sheepshead Bay. He goes faster than bullets. That's what they say, 'cause he's the latest scapegoat for the MTA. He's the one who's taking the blame.
He's the one who's taking the blame.
He's the one who's taking the blame for the MTA.
Ho-dee-do, ho-dee-do.
Listening, por cierto, in the subway. Alles geht geschmiert in the subway. Me hiest in me niest, men kriegt in per de vies. By golly, everything por cierto in the subway. Alles ding por cierto in the subway. Als werd ois gevierd in de subway. Me kracht in me hout, me trest in me fout. Believe me, everything passeert in de subway. Stop the music, please. Hier heet menschelig. Letzte woche komen zoeders de rikkig zich aan een akrare subway train. Me pusht, men stipt, men dreht zich als de galerie neemt is. I'm standing with my hands behind my back, minding my own business. All of a sudden, from a clear sky, get me the middle of a fur in the morde and get a geschrei. Why don't you keep your dirty hands to yourself, you rotten bum? What do you think this is? Field day? Eden bonay rachmunim. Ich schwer auch bei meinem Leben, als ich hab hier nicht a völlig gehatten Sinnen. Ich hab dich gerade gewollt, sie chappenen zu einem anderen Meut. A schönere, a hechere, a jüngere, a saftige, but by accident hat sich die jente quetsch punkt da reingerückt mitten. Some people have some neuf. Alles ding passiert in de subway. Alles geht geschmiert in de subway. De fies werden niet mechalisch verrassiert. By golly, everything passiert in de subway. Alles ding passiert in de subway. Als werd ois gevierd in de subway. Me spijt op de floor. Me schreit, hey, close the door. By golly, everything passiert in de subway.
Talk about your subway, talk about your rail.
Talk about the King Crawling as well.
But when you're living out where the fields are green,
you got to go home on the 5:15.
You leave the office at 5 o'clock.
Stop at the Bushes for a streetcar shop.
Get the evening papers and a magazine.
And you run like the dickens for the 5:15.
For the 5:15.
Hear the whistle blow.
For the 5:15.
Your ring is all slow.
For the 5:15.
Down the track you're going.
Bangle the gate. On the 5:15.
Wifey's home awaiting, dinner in the pot.
Dishes on the table and the fire red hot.
Get the loving message on the telephone.
You'll have to heat your baked potatoes all alone.
Next train home is the 7:38.
Bobby goes back to the corner to wait.
Meets the biggest crowd he's ever seen.
17 commuters miss the 5:15.
Oh, the 5:15.
17 commuters, oh,
the 5:15.
Lined up at the bar,
oh, the 5:15.
Their wives at home awaiting,
nobody home on the 5:15.
Everybody's happy, everybody's glad.
It's about the 17th drink they've had.
The Suburban Quartet singing Home Sweet Home.
And hubby's all excited singing baritone.
He gets home about 1:30.
Carrying a steak and a chop and a bun.
The door is locked and the lights turned down.
So the steak to the transom and goes back to town.
For the 5:15.
17 commuters.
For the 5:15.
Still around the bar.
For the 5:15.
Hubby's back to join him.
Now there's a club called the 5:15.
Wifey's home crying, lying on the bed.
Hubby in the office with an awful head.
Little blue gloom's marching through his brain.
Yelling all aboard the 5:15 train.
He gets to the station at 5:00.
Forgets it is Saturday and gets a shock.
The guard says, hey, get out of the way.
The 5:15 doesn't run today.
All the 5:15.
The cause of all our sorrow.
All the 5:15.
Brought trouble to our house.
All the 5:15.
Wifey's gone to mother.
Bang goes to home on the 5:15.
Wifey's got a lawyer looking up the case.
Hubby's sneaking around the office in disgrace.
He's got no home and he's got no wife.
He's going to join the alimony club for life.
He goes to court, his case to fight.
Takes a look around and everything's all right.
The jury, the lawyer, the judge supreme.
All our commuters on the 5:15.
All the 5:15.
The jury won't convict him.
All the 5:15.
They're going to set him free
on the 5:15.
He always gets 400.
All
pinochle
players on the 5:15.
Our railroad Bill was a hard-living man. He used to take his women two at a time. Everyone agreed he was the baddest engineer that ever driven down the Santa Fe line. His name was known from the folks back home to the tippy top of Telegraph Hill. And all the little boys, when they were sneaking cigarettes, they used to dream about the railroad Bill. One day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna climb up no tree. This is a stupid, stupid song and no folk singer's gonna make a fool out of me. I said, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. Oh, and he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. And Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna do what you said. This is a stupid, stupid song, and as far as I'm concerned, that cat can stay there till it's dead. I said, wait a minute, Bill, you can't argue with me. For God's sake, I just made you up. I got the pen in my hand, I want you up in that tree. I want that cat unstuck. Bill said, no, I hate cats. Ain't gonna climb for no cat. He said, why don't you have it, say, some beautiful girl who's been tied down on a railroad track. I said, maybe there'll be room in the 8th or 9th verse, but right now I want you up in that tree. I'm the writer, goddamn, I got the pen in my hand, and you're supposed to listen to me. He said, you asshole, why should I listen to you? You should be listening to me instead. He said, I'm a railroad man, and if I was real, I'd separate your face from your head. You ungrateful brute, I cried, you pushed me too far. I gotta show you I can do as I please. So an earthquake came, and it shook the whole terrain, and it brought Railroad Bill to his knees. And then a tidal wave broke, and everything got soaked, and Bill was almost completely washed away. And then a big green monster from the planet Neptune landed and bit Railroad Bill on the leg. I got the pen in my hand. I can do what I want. I'm a bright new young talent on a rise. So get your ass up that tree or I swear you ain't gonna get out of my folk song alive. He said, you don't scare me. You might be funny, but you don't scare me. And if you don't leave me alone, I'm gonna tell everybody where you stole this melody. But before he could speak, his tongue fell out. He could not make a sound. Suddenly, he jumped on top of me, he grabbed me by the neck, and he pulled me to the ground. He hit me in the stomach, and he hit me in the face real hard, and I think he almost broke my nose. Just then, a lightning bolt came out of nowhere, hit him right between the eyes, and killed him instantly. The cat came down from the tree, had a bowl of warm milk, went to sleep for the night. Railroad Bill is survived by a wife and 3 small children. Dear God, I love to write.
Well, there seems to be a problem here. I'm in Stuttgart. Or somewhere like that. I don't know. I was looking for Albuquerque. All right. Looks like we're going to spend another week on the trains next week. That's about it. What can I tell you? All right. Well, how we got here was like this. We started with the Rouse Brothers, those fiddling crazy maniacs. And that was the Orange Blossom Special, another classic. Followed by yet another classic, Gordon Lightfoot of the Canadian Railroad Trilogy from one of his, I forget whether it was his first, second, or third album, but one of Gordon's biggest hits, even though it's like 7 minutes long. You used to hear it on the radio all the time back then, even on WNEW. I remember they played it a lot. So there you go. After that, Roy Acuff and the Devil's Train, The Silver Ghost from Merle Haggard and the Strangers. And then a couple for you urbanites. We heard from Christine Lavin and the Subway Cowboy, followed by Benny Bell, the Subway Sardines. And that was, I don't know, back in the 40s or so. And they were just as rude then as they are now, believe it or not. After that, the 515 from the American Quartet. That goes back to the 19-teens. And proof that there was no rest for the weary commuter even then. And then a little bit of whimsy for you all, Railroad Bill, from Mr. Andy Breckman, from his first album. You didn't know he had albums, did you? You thought he was just a radio star. Well, I'm here to shatter that myth once and for all. Andy Breckman is funny. All right? So, take my word for it or not. Anyway, I'm on my way out of here. We do have a couple of mystery tunes for you. We have a couple more Subway things for all you urbanites and all you city people who can't get enough of the Subway. And what are you guys doing singing in my cover, in my bed music? Get out of here. All right. Things are really wrong here. I have to find my way home. I'll see you next week. Bring a change of underwear. See you later.
This here song's about the J Train. J Train runs from Manhattan into Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Now the MTA says passengers carrying certain diseases don't have to pay no fare. They can just hop right over the turnstiles. And here comes a fella right now walking down the aisle explaining to all the passengers why he didn't have to pay no fare. I got corns. I got bunions. I got hammer toes. I got a torn earlobe.
Yeah, well, right about this time, a policeman walks onto the train and he says, "Stop! Hello, hello, hello. What's all this then?" Well, the man sees him and he starts to leg it down the aisle. And he's picking up speed. And he's picking up speed.
Fishers got a hemorrhoid.
as soon as I'm there.
It's a J train, it's a mighty fine train. Well, the J train is a hell of a ride. J train is a mighty fine train. If you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you find it. Get your dogs at the same for the J in line.
Well, come on down to the Lansing Street, join in the big stampede. Yep, unloads in a pack of bears, come barreling down those J train stairs. Well, people stare, they want to know where in the hell the J train goes. Push and scream, get out of the way.
They just can't wait to get on the
J train. It's a mighty fine train. Well, the J train is a hell of a ride. J train is a mighty fine train. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you finally get your dog. Gonna sing for the J train line.
Cyclone and hear him yell.